You know you belong together, little big pod forever. You're talking on air. Nathan has weird hair. From the very first moment I heard you, I never felt such emotion. From talking on air, I said no, you are there. So hold me in your arms and let me go. I wanna stay forever, closer each day. Graham Monet.
Here we go. See, I bet you're looking at this thinking, wait a second. This is awful short. Well, it is short because another man down. Nathan is sick this week. And now I've brought the last man who hasn't been sick in a while into the studio, Callum. Also, the man I call upon when I need to do a quick talk.
Yes.
And I need someone to bounce off for a couple of minutes to show Nathan that I am putting a little bit of effort into this podcast. But it wasn't right that he came on because he just have to tell me, hasn't eaten in a few days.
Oh God.
I don't think he'd have the energy to do such a fast-paced podcast with house music underneath it. Ooh, yeah, I'll put house music under. No, I'll do jazz. I don't want to annoy him too much. How does it feel that you are probably going to be sick next week?
Don't, because I'm moving into a new apartment next week, so I really don't want to.
That's exciting!
No, but let me just, I want to talk through this illness thing. So obviously you were off last week with, you thought it was COVID, you got a test, and you're all clear. Nathan has
the shits.
I forgot it's this podcast where you can swear.
The shits.
Like, I haven't been ill for so long.
Yeah.
And you know me, prior to COVID, I'd be ill like every other month.
That's great. Well, you're getting the bus.
Yeah, I know.
You should be the most person prone.
I'm licking the bell.
Yeah, he licks the bell.
It's not a great thing to say.
No, don't lick the bell. He actually just said, that pencil there, it looks like it's got COVID.
It looks like it's been chewed and everything.
Yeah, it's rotten.
Yeah, I really, like, I was cursing because obviously Nathan's had to just get everything ruled out. So this week he went for a test.
Well, Nathan's off next week as well.
Yeah, but that's fine because it's me and you. You've already been sick.
Yeah.
So
I could be sick again.
Please don't. So Nathan's been ruled out.
Oh my God, it'll be you and Nick. Nick, no problem with that. Callum, a little bit of a problem with that.
We clash heads.
Molly Mess, we all love Nick.
Yeah. So I'm slightly concerned because next week is not the week that I want to be off ill because I need to be at the top of my game. I need to focus on the show because I'm speaking more and we're moving house.
So how does it feel that you do have to speak more on the show? Do you feel more tired after the show because your brain has to work more? You have to think, oh, geez, I have to say something here or something funny at least.
Sometimes, like, it's probably not the best thing to do, but sometimes, like, when you're recording a phone call or something, I'll zone out because I'll be not like just sitting there doing nothing, but I'll be listening to voice notes and stuff because I have the time, because I don't need to listen to what you're saying because I have trust in you. And also,
I have trust issues.
I'm getting stuff that will also be needed for the next bit, so I can't do two things at once. But here, I kind of have to listen to the caller, but you generally speak to the caller, and then I would just still do that stuff. But yeah, you're constantly thinking. I've said this to Jess, I'm really bad at thinking on my feet, and I struggle sometimes, so I have to kind of.
I can see it in your eyes. So when I talk, I find, because I'm so used to having Nathan there, and saying, so Nathan.
Yeah.
I kind of have to direct my conversation at someone.
Yeah.
So I'll see you kind of zoned out, typing things, because you've got to type things for me as well to talk about in the news and all that kind of stuff. And then I'll just throw one reason because I need to, and also because I find it kind of funny to see the frantic look in your face, realizing you haven't been listening to what I've been saying. But then I go, so, yeah, Callum, what do you think? And then Callum kind of moves in his seat, his eyes open wide. He throws on his other headphones. Yeah. He's got two pairs of headphones. And you can see the panic in his face.
That's the thing, because I have the other pairs of headphones on. So I'm actually sometimes not listening to you whatsoever.
No, not at all.
Because I'm listening to the other stuff. So it's tricky. But I think this week has been probably, like, I've not done this for a while because you haven't, Nathan's hadn't had time off for a long time.
No.
But I think I've delivered myself. I've taken a rein back, so I'm not doing the three things. I'm not doing the travel anymore.
Just relax, baby.
Yeah.
Just so relax. Just I'm if I go, there. Hey, Callum, I just want to see that panicked look. I love seeing it. But we were talking earlier on, the days of coming in when you're sick are over.
Yes.
They're finished.
I used to be a horrible one.
I used to get so angry. I'm actually going to tell you when I was angry.
For coming in with a snot.
I won't forget it. I was so pissed off with you. I cursed your name. Okay. I'll tell you. It was 2019.
Yeah.
I was at Anfield. Liverpool are playing Tottenham Hotspur. 2-2. And I was fucking sick.
I remember.
I was sick. And I cursed your name to my father. I go, fucking English prick. He came in when he was sick, yeah. And I told him, don't come in when you're sick. You're not impressing no one. And I'm going to Anfield this weekend. And then I was sitting up there, and I was freezing. And then the next time I went to Anfield, this wasn't your fault. It was after the Imrose. It was 6 to 7 months later on. And Imrose were on Friday. I flew on Saturday. So it probably was something to do with the fact that I was drinking the night before.
It was a very late
night. I vomited profusely. I got a stomach bug.
Yeah.
But I was vomiting a lot. Over Liverpool. So we were over there on the Saturday afternoon, and I was all so upset because I was supposed to. I remember my dad went to me and goes, do you know what? I need a new pair of jeans, something like that. You'll bring me shopping. We'll get it. I was like, absolutely. My nephew was there too. It's going to be great. Bring him shopping. I vomited on the Saturday night. Sunday was in bed shivering. The game was at 4. Gross. I let the two go off, do their shopping. And I was there and I go, oh my God. And then there's a picture of me in the stadium and I'm just pale. Nil all. Riyad Mahrez missed a penalty over the bar into the Anfield Road end. But I can't blame you for that one, but I will blame you for Tottenham. And that's fair.
And do you know what? I think, and I'm delving into some, not childhood trauma, but I think I'm delving into my past. So at school, you used to get awards for not having a day off.
Yeah.
So I think that's where it comes from. Because I had 100% attendance at school. I never had a day off sick.
In
secondary school.
So what secondary school? Because our secondary school is 6 years long here. Yours is different.
5 years.
Oh, sorry.
2004 to 2009.
So that includes GCSEs and A-levels.
Yeah.
You never had a day off.
No.
That is stupid. How many times are you sick? I get sick twice a year. And it's based out. I get this kind of weakness and kind of run down is what I am.
So do you remember when it was not last year, it was the year before I had a horrible stomach bug in December. It was just after we went to London for Stormzy.
Yes.
And I took a few days off. That was the first time, I'd say, in about 7 or 8 years that I'd probably properly thrown up because of sickness. Normally, it's just like a cough or a sniffle that drains you, but I feel like I'm okay to come in. So I probably went to school with that a couple of times.
I remember, the one thing about the pandemic that I amid missing is the chronic hangovers of vomiting. There was a stage there. When I complain about, he's looking at his watch. He wants to get out.
Oh, no. Nick messaged.
All right.
Said no meeting today.
Woo!
Graham's off home in 5 minutes.
Yes! I remember, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So I always go, my stomach's so bad. I get severe hangovers. Yeah. No, I just drank so much drink. But I figured out my Achilles heel was espresso martinis. And
coffee and alcohol together.
Which isn't good for me because coffee, if I have too much, makes me sick. Just the squealing pig. I've referenced before, but just in case anyone forgets. And ironically, I'm squealing to the corner to a what's this called?
It's a beanbag.
A beanbag called the happy pig. So the squealing pig into.
I don't understand why there's a beanbag in here.
I wouldn't go on that beanbag in COVID times. And that's a fact.
There
used to be the one in the old office. It was pink and it was huge and people would just jump on it.
Yeah.
And me and Nathan would occasionally wrestle on it. And then I remember I wrestled Darren Cleary. He used to work in sports in 98. He's back now doing podcasting. And we wrestled once and he's strong.
Yes.
I won't wrestle him again. And he won. And it got a bit serious. But I had to kind of admit defeat.
Those days will never come back.
No. Tickling. What about them?
What's the deal with tickling?
What's the deal with tickling? Do you think it'll ever come back? You're missing shaking hands. I'm missing tickling people.
I am missing. Shaking hands is a weird one because with my apartment viewings and stuff, you want to say hello, nice to meet you, etc., etc. But the new, for me, the new normal is going in, getting the hand sanitizer, rubbing the hands together, that bridges the gap because you're talking to them.
How are you getting
on? How are you getting on? And then you got in the sanitizer.
I bought a car recently and I went to shake the person who was selling me the car's hand. And they go, oh, no. Yeah. And then I leaned awkwardly and I did the elbow. And it was really naff.
I've never done the elbow bump.
I let myself down big time. Well, there we go. We filled some time.
Yeah.
I hope you got some sort of enjoyment out of that, of myself and Callum talking.
If you hate Brits, I'm sorry.
Brits out. Callum's moving to GB News, the new right-wing news service in England, because everybody in his timeline is. So he says, wait,
why not?
Why not? Is it bad that I said that it's right-wing?
I did say that it was for the gammons as well on air, which is like, a gammon is a derogatory.
Can they come for us? Are we allowed to say that?
No, we can.
We're saying it on air. It's about another country.
Yeah, the official, the thing that it says on Wikipedia, I just use Wikipedia, is it's right-leaning.
Right-leaning, yeah. So a new news channel, right-leaning. Well, Sky News are a bit right-leaning.
Yeah, because of the Murdochs.
Yeah, because Murdoch owns Fox.
They've shifted to be, like, Sky is quite a credible news source now, where it used to be kind of tabloidy.
Yeah. So GB News, it's going to be on like Sky and Virgin and all that. It's not going to be on the terrestrials. No, like Sky News.
So I think it might be on Freeview.
It's going to attach themselves to all the other ones.
Yeah, and they're independently owned, but they still have to be regulated
by
Ofcom.
It's exactly what we need. More division in the world.
Yes.
Brilliant. Excellent. Okay. No division here. We're all together. We're all one. Thanks for tuning in. Papa Roach, take it away. Cut my life in.